Now, the lack of detention places for children before the courts hit the headlines 6 weeks ago. And Children's Minister Frances Fitzgerald said yesterday on This Week that work is to get extra places is ongoing. Well, I spoke earlier to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. I asked him, in the past 6 weeks, has the situation improved?
Well, it hasn't in the last 6 weeks in the Dublin's Children's Court, which is the busiest court in the country and is only one children's court. There have been at least 18 instances where there have been no places of detention for children who are there for serious charges. These are teenagers who are repeat offenders, who have breached bail conditions, who are on serious charges or who have been brought before the court, released, have walked out the door only to commit further offences within hours, to be brought back again before the court and to be released again. Now, last week was the worst. There were at least six children before the Children's Court over last week for whom the Gardaí were objecting to bail and whom the judges wanted to detain, not just for their own safety but for the public safety, but couldn't because there were no detention spaces.
No detention spaces. The Gardaí don't want them released on bail. The judges don't want to release them. But what kind of offences are these children accused of?
Well, there are a number of cases. There is a 16-year-old boy who's before the court accused of burglary in a case where the keys of a car was taken. The car was stolen. A Garda patrol car was then rammed. The boy was subsequently arrested after having suspected of fleeing the scene. It was in a garden shed. There's another 16-year-old whose parents have told the Gardaí, and it's been said in court, that they feel they can't control him. He has been arrested. There was no detention space for him. There's also a boy who walked out of the circuit court. Judge Ring was very critical of the system. There was a 15-year-old who was sentenced to 2 years for robbery. There was no detention space for him, and his sentence had to be deferred. He was then before the Children's Court on another warrant, and he didn't turn up, so a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. There was another case of a 16-year-old who was before the courts in relation to a case where a 7-month pregnant woman was attacked and robbed. She was knocked down. The boy was facing charges in connection with this offence, but again, there was no detention space for him and he was released. And there was also a 14-year-old who was before the courts, and when he was brought into the Children's Court, he was very aggressive. He told the judge to F off. There was still no place to put him, and he had to be released, even though the judge said that he would have remanded him in custody if he had a place to put him.
Now, the courts, obviously, and Children's Ombudsman Emily Logan increasingly putting pressure on the minister. What has Frances Fitzgerald been saying about the ongoing lack of spaces?
Well, the minister says she's actively working to get more spaces, more detention spaces, and she did make a statement when this issue first arose 6 weeks ago. The main problem is that there's an eight space unit which has eight spaces for children, but it's not open. And 6 weeks ago, Judge Anne Ryan criticised the government and asked the officials from the department to tell the minister to get those eight beds open immediately. Those eight beds are still not open today.
And that was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. It's coming up to 2 minutes to 9.